Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and I'm here feeling good today to give you a message of complete enjoyment of life. Today's lesson, we're going to discuss a very simple concept, and that concept is how to fall up. Now, you may ask, falling isn't necessarily a comfortable thing that you do on a daily basis. But how do you fall up? Well, simply put, falling up is sort of like when you were a child and you first learned to walk and you were kind of unsure of yourself and you took those first few steps. Your parents were really happy for you because you accomplished something that you have never done before. But in your mind, you just wanted to get up and get to that shiny thing that was off in the distance. But at the same time, too, if you really knew, as I say, knew your capacity at that moment in time and how great you really could be, you would have celebrated that victory. Because from that point forward, no one could tell you that you didn't know how to walk. No one could take that away from you. That's how knowledge is. That's how experience works. Every day, you have a chance to learn something new. And today, our lesson about falling up is simply that. Sometimes you have to completely faceplant. A faceplant, definition, is when you fall forward at such a rate and such a force that your nose hits the ground. Thus, faceplant. Sometimes you have to do a faceplant or two to learn the lesson of what not to do, so that you don't do it anymore. And along the way, you start to win. You start to create successes. Me, myself, in my lifetime, let's see. I have a master's degree from the School of Hard Knocks. I have a bachelor's degree from the Land of Stupid. I have a passport from the country of, oh my God, I'm not going to do that again, as well as living life out loud. What that means is that I have developed the ability to live my life how I see fit, regardless of the circumstance. Did I say regardless of the circumstance? That's because my life is becoming exactly what I want it to be, because I'm making those decisions based on the mistakes that I've made. In other words, I've learned how to fall up. A lot of people don't give themselves the credit for the mistakes that they make. Like, for example, you loan somebody some money and they didn't pay you back. Does it really get under your skin when somebody doesn't pay you back money that you loan them? You damn Skippy, it does. But at the same time, too, don't base the rest of your life on the actions of one person. You learn the lesson and you become aware. But the thing is, do you never loan out money anymore? That person comes back to you at a later point in time to say, hey, I need a loan. You have a decision to make. Do you support them and help them in that scenario? Or do you say, well, I can't loan you no money because you didn't pay me money last time? Sometimes you just got to take a chance and do the right thing, because in that moment of decision, lives can be changed. You can give somebody the opportunity to learn a life lesson, to move forward, to be able to do something that they may not have considered as part of their realm of possibility by doing that one simple thing, helping. A lot of times, myself, I help without the expectation of anything coming back. The reason why is because I believe in karma. I believe in those things that you send out, positive or negative, eventually will show back up in your life. So it's better to balance the scales in the good side than it is to kind of send out a bunch of negative crap that you're going to have to deal with at some later point in time. For some people, they'll completely disagree with me, and you're entitled to do so. But I've realized that by my falling and face plants and all the mistakes that I've made, you can every day decide in a moment that you're going to change your direction, that you're going to change your course, and you're going to live a life that's better than what you've given yourself the ability to do. That's all for this episode. All I want for you today is to put your hand on your heart and say that today is a day that I am going to begin to learn how to fall up. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.